Hi, good morning everyone. Happy Christmas. It's so nice to be with you this morning. I hope you've all enjoyed maybe opening some presents, looking in your stockings perhaps. I'm not going to lie, I'm filling to be honest because I'm waiting for Kai to come and join me, but in true Kai style, he's a little bit late. Here he is.
Hey! I've been busy, I have packed my bag and I am ready to go. Boom!
Did you miss the memo that we've been shielding since March, Kai? Which means we haven't been out anywhere. Wales is now in a tier 4 lockdown, which means we're still not allowed to go anywhere. And you have never packed a suitcase in your whole life. So why have you packed a suitcase when we're not going anywhere?
Because it's Christmas, innit? We always go somewhere, don't we? So I decided I'm going to help you out by packing my own bag and we're ready to go. As soon as you are ready, I'm ready. Let's rock and roll, let's go.
I know we normally go somewhere on Christmas, Kai, but we're in lockdown. It's 2020, the world's gone bonkers, there's a global pandemic, no one's going anywhere.
What am I going to do with this now then?
Well, I am quite intrigued to know what exactly it is you have packed in a suitcase, because you do have form, so maybe we could have a look and see what you've packed.
Right,
you can't get in it.
It's alright, first things first, obviously.
You've got Geth in there, yes. Everybody needs a teddy when they go away.
Well, you know, also, I get hungry in the night, don't I? So we have to take them and, well, I'm going to keep them actually to one side.
Yeah, it's always good to have, it's always good to have sweets at Christmas.
Here we go. You never know, do you? So there's that. Okay, what else have I got? Now this you are going to approve of. I guarantee you're going to like this. You haven't seen me wear it for a very long time.
It's been a while.
A suit.
Oh, I do really like that suit. Mm. Why have you packed a suit in a suitcase and on a hanger, no less?
Well, for two reasons. One, it's blue, so it goes with my eyes. But secondly, I thought, you know what? It has been a funny year, so we're going to go, we're going to see family, and that's normally party time.
Yeah.
And you always say to me, Kai, why are you always a scruff? So I thought this year, for the extra effort, I thought we'd dress up a bit. We'll have a bit of a party, have a few drinks, maybe a little bit of a dance, and everyone will say to me, ooh, you look smart, and you'll be like, yes, you are smart, and I'm married to him, so I'd make you proud.
Oh, that's such a nice thought. But we don't really have any cause to dress up this year, do we? Because it's just us at home. And if we think about that first Christmas in the stable with Mary and Joseph and Jesus, well, they were in a stable and they'd been on a really long journey with their donkey and Mary had just given birth. There wasn't really much call for it. Dressing up and being smart then, was there? And even when the shepherds came, you know, they didn't dress up properly. They didn't stop off at home on their way to Bethlehem to smarten themselves up a bit. They just went to see Jesus as they were. And that's a really important thing for us to think about when we think about the birth of Jesus and us coming to see Jesus and coming before Jesus, is that actually we don't have to dress up and be or smart or wear any special clothes. Sometimes it makes us feel nice, but Jesus doesn't need that stuff. Jesus just wants us to come to him however we are, whatever we look like, however we're feeling.
Oh, that's a really nice thought. Oh, well, thank you. I'll pull that back away. Yeah, I feel better about that. But
do hang it up, won't you?
I will. I won't just put in a drawer. But this thing, I think you are going to like and approve. And that is, I have got a rugby ball. Because it's only a little one. I'm not stupid.
Signed by Super Shane himself,
It's only a little one because a big one won't go in my case. But normally, we go and see family and we see your nephews and this big garden. So we go and we have like a bit of a game of rugby. We have loads of fun and everybody's laughing. And I'm bigger than them, so I can stick them down to the ground and stuff. And they all look at me like I'm some kind of hero until like other bigger people get involved. But there's loads of good things and loads of fun to be had.
It is loads of fun, although I have it on good authority at least two of our nephews, who are now taller than both of us in the last year. But we do, we have loads of fun. And you know, but I'm not sure that it's relaxing, really, is it?
No.
I do often think that sometimes we go away after Christmas and we visit loads of people and we have loads of fun, and then we come home more tired than we were before. But... Yeah. Maybe that's not so different from that first Christmas. I don't know that Mary and Joseph had much time for relaxing, because again, they'd come on their long journey to Bethlehem. They'd travelled, like gone around Bethlehem, knocking on all the doors, looking to see if there was, you know, somewhere for them to stay. And then they finally got into the stable. But by the time they got there, Mary was in labour. And, you know, I know kind of when I was in labour, you had a little nap, didn't you? But, you know, for me, it wasn't, you know, the most relaxing thing I've ever done, if I'm honest. So I'm not sure that Mary relaxed. But I wonder if there was some resting rather than relaxing. Because one of the most amazing things about Jesus is that however bonkers life is and however busy we are, we can always come before Jesus and just rest in his presence. Just to be like quiet with him and to let his spirit flow over us and to kind of give us that peace and rest that we can't get anywhere else. And so maybe this Christmas it won't be as busy and as runny aroundy as our Christmases normally are, but maybe actually that will give us a little bit more time to just spend some time with Jesus and to rest in him and be refreshed by him.
Good idea. I'll throw that down there. I have got one more thing.
Okay, and I'm excited to see this.
Well, this is because I'm thinking of your mother, right? Because you know your mother loves me.
She does. You are the son she never had. I've got two brothers.
Yeah. You know it, right? And last year she made me a really special Mary Berry trifle, and it was huge, and it was just for me. We did share it, but she thought of me.
Nice try. I am still not making you a Mary Berry trifle.
Can't knock a man, can I? But anyway, I thought I want to give her a gift, but it's too late to buy anything. So I had a look around the house and I thought, your mother loves a dust gatherer. So I thought I was going to get an ornament. And I had a look around our house and I noticed this little like nativity thing we tend to have out all year round. So I thought, well, you wouldn't miss it, to be honest. So I thought I would kind of give that to her. And I also thought that I haven't got time to wrap it, only wrap in paper. So I'll grab a tea towel and a few pegs or something, wrap it up and give it to her. And then she'd be really happy. So I thought we'd do that.
That is possibly the best thing you've put in your suitcase. Oh. I've got nothing to say other than, like, Christmas, you're right, is all about gifts. But maybe not gifts like that we give each other. But actually at Christmas, we remember that Jesus was God's gift to us. And actually, not God's gift to us as in just you and me, but God's gift to the whole world. When he sent Jesus, he knew that Jesus the baby would grow up and die and rise again so that you and I and everyone who believes in him wouldn't die but would have eternal life. Jesus came as the best gift for each and every one of us. But Jesus is the gift that just keeps on giving. Because not only can we accept Jesus and thank him for our gift of salvation, Jesus is the gift that we can share with other people by telling them about his story, by telling them about the things that he's done in our lives, and hoping and praying that they will come to know the gift of Jesus as well.
That's amazing. And you know what? I am a bit sad we're not going away, but I feel happy now because Jesus is the reason for the season and we can cling on to him. Shall we do that this year?
I think we should.
Awesome.